to post-match show. It's another post-match show after Liverpool have drawn 4-0 with some German lads. Probably should have wrote that down before we started, but we are where we are.
I reckon you're going with.
That's right. I've got Josh Sexton here. Robbie O'Neill's been watching them for years, and he's going to tell us exactly why that's a fantastic result against the crack German outfit. What did you make of it, Robbie? I mean, say what you want. I reckon it was the best thing on telly at 12:30 on a Monday.
It was fucking crazy, wasn't it? That second half. Do you know what? The first half was fantastic and it was poised. And I was like, you know what? This Liverpool team, you know, there's obviously gears that they can move through. But I think if you compare a game like this to something last pre-season, I feel like we're in a really good space. I think like moving into the season, coming off the season we've come off, I was like, this is fantastic. But then the second half, I know it's only a friendly, but there was a chaos which made me really, really, really quite worried. And I was worried because there was two or three players there which we might have to rely on as we move through the season that were fucking calamitous. And I feel like some of the young lads in the second half acquitted themselves quite well. I thought Nunes did really well, and I think Salah did. But I think, I'm sure you'll come on to it, but some of the senior players in that second half just blew me mad. But there we are.
Yeah, I mean, we all watched it together upstairs, Josh, and the second half did turn into a bit of slaughter the lads you don't like. And listen, if you want to see someone take Strikers apart, then watch the post-match fight. Because Neil's decided that every goal was his fault. And I was like, well, I feel like you're point to 3 or 4 there, Neil. But I mean, I was just bad going, oh, because I've got real Joel Matip nerves at the moment.
I've got real Joel Matip nerves.
And he didn't help them.
No, absolutely not. My concern is like there was a load of lads last season who we were sort of, I guess in some ways, rightly pointing that, but saying, you know, his legs have fallen off. And there was a few who I wanted to make excuses for, really. I didn't feel like Joel Matip was that overexposed for most of last season, as in, like, I didn't feel like the team exposed Joel Matip all that much when he played. And yet, I didn't think he was great at all last season when he played, and he wasn't great again today. And look, it's pre-season. You try not to take too much from it, do you? And I think, you know, Robbie saying there that it was completely mad second half. That's not necessarily a defensive setup. I think we'll see it all next season, really. I think Jarrell Kwanza probably goes back on loan. James McConnell at the base of the midfield wouldn't be near the first team in my eyes next season. So I guess you can make those sort of mitigating circumstances around it. The first team is probably the one you're looking more to. The first half team, I should say, is the one you're looking more towards and thinking that's the one you build from the back from. But, you know, in front of goal, the lads in the second half were lethal, weren't they? Which is, I think, what you get excited about.